Paul. They started yesterday. I had a great experience at the restaurant I went to yesterday, and we wanted to talk to a restaurateur about how it's been going. And joining us now this morning is Josh Toma, who is a restaurant whiz. He owns Smack Shack in North Loop, the Lex in St. Paul, one of my favorite spots, and Burger Dive in St. Paul, and just opened Smack Shack in Bloomington. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. So how did it go on day one? You've got one restaurant in St. Paul and then two in St. Paul and in Minneapolis. How did everything go with the vaccine mandate?
Well, you know, granted, it's a relatively small sample size for our first day, but the sales at both of our restaurants, you know, our bigger ones, the Lexington and Smack Shack in the North Loop in Minneapolis, were down about 50% compared to last week in sales.
Okay, so it did have an impact. What was the ramp-up like to yesterday? What did you have to do to get things in place, and what is the process when you come into your restaurants?
So when you enter the restaurants, you know, we follow the mandates. In St. Paul, you're required to show photo ID and proof of vaccination, and in Minneapolis, you're just required to show your actual proof of vaccination or a negative test within the past 72 hours for both cities. So we had to do some training with our staff and just make sure that we were in compliance.
Did you have to hire additional staff? Does this more require more people to be involved, or is it just double duty for certain people?
For our part, it was just more double duty, having managers at the door that were able to explain to guests and answer questions. You know, we had some questions about, well, I just had COVID. Do I need to show my, you know, proof of vaccination? And the answer is, unfortunately, yes.
What kind of reaction did you get from the customers who did come in yesterday? Did you hear anything anecdotally about, did they specifically want to come in and support the restaurants because of this mandate, or were any of them surprised by it?
We had a few guests that didn't know about it, that weren't from the Twin Cities. But for the most part, you know, we didn't really have any kind of issues with compliance problems or people being upset that they had to show this. We had some guests that came in specifically to support us as well.
Did you have any conversations with mayors from either city, or do you feel like restaurants had an opportunity to weigh in on these mandates?
I really didn't. You know, to some degree, we heard that it was coming, but, you know, it was kind of a surprise joint press conference, I think, by both mayors. So we weren't really involved in the discussion.
Time right now is 7:52. We're talking with Josh Toma, who owns some restaurants here in town. How I know these last 2 years have been so difficult. How have you weathered these storms, these ups and downs, staffing, COVID, everything? How do you just kind of roll with it these days?
I mean, you don't have a choice. You kind of have to do what it takes to stay open. And, you know, unfortunately, with latest closures, this comes at, or not closures, rather, but, you know, with the latest mandates. And if our sales continue to be reduced, there's no plan really for any kind of aid for restaurants. And the unfortunate part is that, you know, all of our bills from December in restaurants come due now. So we were busy then, and now all of a sudden we have a significant drop in sales. I think it'll be challenging for a lot of restaurants.
You say the significant drop in sales. It was a cold night last night, and what's a Wednesday? And January is relatively quieter, from what I understand, the restaurant scene. Do you think that had an impact, or do you think it was because of these mandates?
I think it was because of the mandates, myself. I mean, our Bloomington store did more sales than we did in the previous week. I think people chose to go to our suburban location rather than to go to our downtown North Loop location.
Did you see actual cancellations of restaurant reservations at all because of this?
I don't know, not necessarily. I don't think we saw cancellations. But, you know, during the week in January, people oftentimes don't make reservations. They'll just walk in.
If you had your more of a say in this, what do you think would be the best way to handle it, the situation? You know, Omicron, we're seeing the surges, hospitals are full. What would you want to say to leaders about how to handle this?
You know, I'd maybe have some type of plan for relief. If it's not going to be a statewide, but city-by-city implementation, I would perhaps look at some type of relief so that, you know, by city, restaurants are able to survive.
As far as staffing goes, how have you been doing in that area as far as each of your restaurants?
Staffing has been a challenge, especially in our kitchens. We've struggled. I think a lot of people just chose to leave the industry altogether and not come back to work in the hospitality business. So it's been somewhat of a struggle, but overall we're fine.
What do you think as we move forward, as we look ahead, and these are temporary mandates, there will be an end date. How do you see weathering this and then moving forward after that?
You know, I think our restaurants will be fine. You know, we'll certainly make it through these, but I think that, you know, there'll be a number of restaurants, again, like I said, that won't be able to survive, that are, you know, on life support, so to speak, anyway, that have used up a lot of their, you know, PPP funding and that simply won't be able to make it.
Hey, curious, I know you opened a new location of Smack Shack in Bloomington. Where can we find that?
It's where the old Fuddruckers location is, it's at the corner of 494 and France.
Okay. And hey, just want to let you know, I'm a regular at the Lex. Absolutely love it there. I'm doing Dry January. Loved your bartender one night. I just said, hey, can you make me a cocktail without any alcohol? And it's just wonderful how these bartenders are just go with the flow, came up with something fabulous. It's just wonderful to see the creativity involved.
Oh, that's great. Well, I appreciate that. That was probably Corey. He's one of our all-stars.
Definitely. And hey, just want to say we still think about Jack. I know passed away a few weeks ago, and he really had an impact on the Lex and everything you guys did.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. We all miss him very much, obviously.
Well, thank you. Really appreciate you joining us, Josh Toma. Any other thoughts as people, any advice for people? Did you find at all that customers were still kind to everyone when they walk in the door? Are you worried about how they're going to handle it as the days go on here?
We were a little concerned, but we honestly didn't have any issues. I would say just to go out and support your favorite restaurants in Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Okay. Josh Toma, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And good luck as you guys continue to weather all this. And I'm sure you'll still see a lot of support from people who love your restaurants.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Hey, we're taking texts on this too. 651-461-9226. Would love to hear. I also posted some pictures of my experience last night at the St. Paul Grill. We were celebrating my daughter just before she heads back to college in California. And they had a really nice process down, a separate table. They had people taking our IDs and our vaccine card and then also giving us a wristband. Here's one of the texts that we just got in. I would definitely support a restaurant which complies. Thank you for making it safer for those of us who believe in science to eat in restaurants. How do you feel about this? Has it changed what you're going to do as far as eating out? Love to hear from you. 651-461-9226.